Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 108. Shir Mizmor David. Nachon libi Elohim Ashira v'azamra af kvodi. Ura hanevel v'chino ha'ira shachar. Otcha ba'amim Adonai v'azamercha ba'amim. Ba'umim. Ki gadol me'al shamayim chastecha v'ad shchakim amitecha. Ruma al shamayim Elohim v'al kol ha'aretz kvodecha. The Song of Psalm of David, O God, my heart is firm, I will sing, I will give praise, also my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. That your beloved ones may be saved, save with your right hand and answer me. That's the first half of the Mizmor. The second one says the following: Elohim diber bekodesho eloza achalka shchem beemek sukot amaded li gilad li minashev Ephraim ma'oz rashi Yehuda mechokiki Moav sirach tzi al edom ashlich na'ali ale pleshet et ro'ah mi yovileni ir mivtzai minacheni yad edom. Hello Elohim zanachtanu v'lo titzei Elohim b'tzivoteinu. Hava lanu ezrat mitzar v'shav tshuat adam be'Elohim nase chayil v'hu yavus tzureinu. God has spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilad is mine, Menashe is mine, Ephraim also the strength of my head, Judah is my scepter. Moab, my wash basin, over Edom I cast my shoe, of Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You did not go forth, O God, with our enemies? Give us help against the enemy, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do bravely, and he shall trample down our enemies. Malbim notes that the entire Psalm of 108 is actually a repetition of verses from two other Psalms, Psalm 57 and Psalm 60. In Psalm 57, a psalm with the title of David running away from Saul and hiding in a cave, the last five verses are almost word for word, the same as our first six, verses 2 to 7 in our psalm. Interestingly, we noted how the first half of Psalm 57, back then, was very dark, filled with urgent pleas from the author for salvation, lest his enemies crush him. He seeks God's protection and he fears his end is near. And then suddenly the tone shifts, and he begins with the words, Nachon libi, my heart is firm. I will sing out to God, rejoice to him with all my soul. And we wondered at the time at the juxtaposition, and attempted to explain the different emotions of the psalmist at the time. This psalm begins with that praise of God and maintains its positive and joyous attitude throughout most of it. Speaking directly to God, the first section speaks of God's position in the heavens above, his loving kindness, and his everlasting truth. The psalmist petitions from God to remain above in the heavens and watch down with his glory on the earth. Why? Leman, so that your beloved will be strengthened, experience the salvation of your right hand. Leman yichaltzun yididecha hoshiyein leman chastik. This line, by the way, hoshiyein yimin chava aneini, we recite every single time we say the Shemona Esrei, it is in the paragraph of Elohai Netzor L'Shani Mirah, the special prayer that we say when we finish the Shemona Esrei, this word Leman is there. The second half of our psalm, the last seven verses, are lifted from the latter half of Psalm 60. There too, the first part of the psalm is dark and despondent, as the psalmist calls out to God, saying, God, you have cast us off, Zanachtanu, broken us down, and been angry with us. And God, please restore us. But here, the second half of our psalm, though beginning with the declaration of God's omnipotence in Israel, Gilad is mine, Manasseh and Ephraim my strength, Judah my scepter, it nevertheless continues along the same message of serious concern at God's forsaking them, saying the same words, Zanachtanu, who will bring us to the fortified city, Mi yovilenu? Have you not forsaken us, O Lord? Now, the Psalm 57 and Psalm 60, they each have a contextualizing title verse. Laman Atzeach, for David, who's in a battle in the Ma'ara and who's involved in a distressful period, his fear of defeat. And yet our psalm simply starts with the words Shir Mizmor LeDavid, the song, the psalm of David. Perhaps the psalmist wanted to arrange these thoughts poetically, void of context, for us to ponder his relationship with God, not in a reactionary way, but above in a meta-historical dimension. I can sing to God, my heart can soar, while at the same time I can worry about my political, social, and religious condition. I can place my faith in God, and I know that to him I must bring not only my song and praise, but also my fears and anxiety at being able to overcome my physical or emotional demons. Ultimately, he concludes with God, we will act bravely. Through God, he will overcome his enemies and continue to sing his praises for days to come.